Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. This month, we're gearing up for a community discussion about how offshore wind and fisheries might coexist in Rhode Island. But first, we wanted to talk about another issue that's affecting the fishing industry. The water in the ocean is becoming more acidic. We had Alina Coleman and Colleen Keenan from our Possibly team look into this issue. Welcome, Alina and Colleen.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, what's happening to the ocean?
Well, more than a quarter of the carbon dioxide emissions that we send into the atmosphere get absorbed by the ocean. And all of that excess carbon dioxide is dramatically changing the chemistry of the water.
It's a process scientists call ocean acidification.
Should we be worried about these changes in the water?
To find out more, we talked to Tim Herbert, who's a professor of earth science and oceanography at Brown University.
He says these changes to the chemistry of the ocean are happening really fast.
We strongly suspect that in the history of hundreds of thousands of years and million years of recent history, organisms never experienced a change like this so quickly.
How does this acidification affect marine life?
Tim says while some species might be able to adapt to their new environments, others might not be so lucky.
Some organisms are affected a lot more than others by the change in chemistry. We don't really know the rules of that game yet.
But what we do know is that shellfish will struggle as this acidification increases.
Why? How will they react to this change?
We performed a little experiment to find out.
This is a small brown and purplish rock, and we have a small dropper of hydrochloric acid.
We used a limestone rock, which is made of materials that are similar to what's in oyster and clam shells.
Now we're going to put some drops onto the rock. So what's happening right now?
You can see the acid fizzes and bubbles and shows that there's a reaction going on that actually breaks down the rock itself.
Even with all of the CO2 we've added to the ocean, the water still isn't as acidic as the stuff we had in our dropper. But as the acidity increases, it will be harder for oysters and clams to form their shells.
So how will this affect fisheries in Rhode Island?
Shellfish account for almost half of the state's fishing industry. So there could be ecological and economic consequences if the acidity of the water continues to rise.
And we don't even know yet how other marine life will be affected. Tim says there's a whole ecosystem at stake.
We should be very careful whether we want to manipulate that system without really understanding what's going to happen.
So what's the takeaway?
Ocean acidification may be harder to notice than other effects of too many greenhouse gas emissions. It's not as obvious as an extreme storm or a hot day in the winter.
But it is likely to dramatically change our relationship with the ocean and have huge impacts on fishing in Rhode Island.
Thanks for looking into this, Alina and Colleen. That's it for today. We're hosting a live conversation on offshore wind and fisheries on January 30th at District Hall in Providence. The event is free and open to anyone. We hope you'll join us. To learn more and reserve your seat, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.